This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a Big Band Countdown. In this edition, the 10 most popular records in the United States during the first week of August, 1943. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original and scratchy recordings sometimes that now make up the Big Band Countdown. Beginning our countdown with record number 10.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes we'll have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
The Mills Brothers had recorded their famous Paper Doll in February of 42, but for some reason the recording company didn't release it for over a year. And now it was the first week of August 1943, and it was record number 10. And continuing our countdown, first week of August 43, here's record number 9.
Lately, I often do. It's always new. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You'd dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
Record number 9 during that first week of August, 1943. Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, Frank Sinatra singing the words to a tune called It's Always You. Remarkably, the record was almost 2.5 years old, having been recorded January of 41. But musicians were on strike, so old records were being dug up and reissued. And that was record number 9 in the Big Band Countdown. How many of you understand the meaning of the word CHAMPUS? Actually, it's an acronym that stands for Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Uniformed Services. Now, CHAMPUS doesn't cost a cent to belong, and you belong if you're the spouse or child of an active duty or retired military person. The retiree is eligible also, so are survivors. CHAMPUS is a cost-sharing health care program available just about anywhere in the world, around the clock, and it can be used for care from civilian sources. That means eligible persons can go to a civilian hospital or doctor for treatment and pay only a portion of the actual cost for authorized medical attention. There's a good deal more to CHAMPUS, so it'll be wise for you to check it out. See your CHAMPUS advisor. That first week of August, swinging year 1943, Franklin D. Roosevelt was president of the United States. World War II continued. Secret negotiations were being finalized for a Quebec meeting between Churchill and Roosevelt. Stateside in motion pictures, the big one was Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, and Sam, the piano player, in reality, Dooley Wilson, singing a song, an old song, called As Time Goes By.
Moonlight and love songs are never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs are never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
song was a dozen years old, but during that first week of August 1943, Getting New Life by that performance from Dooley Wilson from the motion picture Casablanca. Dooley Wilson as Time Goes By, a big band extra. And this Chuck Cecil returning now to the popularity charts. Continuing our countdown, here's record number 8. Big band of Harry James, Helen Forrest singing the words to I Heard You Cried Last Night, record number 8. Continuing our countdown to a scratchy record, one we told you about, but record nevertheless that was in number 7 position.
In my arms, ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms, in my arms, in my arms. Ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms? Comes the dawn, I'll be gone. I just gotta have a honey holding me tight. You can keep your knitting and your purling. If I'm gonna go to Berlin, give me a girl in my arms tonight.
In my arms,
in my arms,
in my arms.
In my arms.
Ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms?
His cousin had sent him a letter, and his sister wrote a letter, but he wanted something much better, this boy who was sailing away.
For his buddies were there with their sweethearts, all around him with their sweethearts. Now he never had any sweethearts, and over he stayed.
In I'm never gonna get a bowl of stars.
Come the dawn, I'll be gone.
I'll be heading for the very thick of the fight. You can wine and dine and cigarette me, but if you really wanna get me, give me a girl in my arms tonight.
In my arms, in my arms.
Ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms?
In my arms.
Ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms? Comes the dawn, I'll be gone. And I thank you for the many letters you write. As for something nice and cute and female, I'll never get it in the email. Give me a girl in my arms tonight.
The record was in number 7 position. Dick Hames and the Song Spinners, a tune called In My Arms. Musicians were on strike. So in early 43, when the record was made, they had to sing it a cappella. In My Arms, record number 7 in the Big Band Countdown. Whoever it was who first said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, knew what he was talking about, and he may have been thinking about the Armed Forces' comprehensive immunization program. With a little bit of time and effort, which is involved in getting the standard immunizations for yourself and your family, you are protected from tons of possible illness. Be prepared to take that ounce of prevention. It's a whole lot better than the pound required for the cure. That first week of August, 1943, big bands may have been on strike against the recording studios, but they were performing quite well on radio, as we hear from this big band extra.
Thank you.
Radio about the time of our survey. His fame, Take the A Train, featuring Paula Gonsalves on tenor saxophone. And now back to that countdown. During that first week of August, 1943, this was record number 6.
Sing as we limp through the air. Oh, look below, there's our field over there. With our full throw apart and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer. One of our planes was missing, 2 hours overdue. One of our planes was missing with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming, they waited far away. Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. So there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Themselves the Song Spinners, and their recording of Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer was in number 6 position that first week of August 1943. I should explain that one of the ingredients that went into the making of records, shellac, was also needed in the war effort. It had a high priority. So new records, such as the Song Spinners' version of Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer, had some built-in scratch. It just didn't have the ingredients that other records had. Record number 6 in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a Big Band Countdown, a survey of the top 10 for the first week of August 1943. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra, World, and Variety comes this presentation of original, scratchy records now making up the Big Band Countdown.
Thank you. Here's a tax tip for you if you're married.
You can file a joint return with your spouse, even though only one of you has income.
Remember, a joint return usually results in a lower federal tax.
If you file a joint return, make sure both of you have included your Social Security numbers and both of you have signed the return.
You'll find the answer to any tax question and an income tax guide from your Stars and Stripes bookstore. Available now.
Counting down America's popularity charts, the first week of August, 1943. Continuing our countdown with record number 5.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I try, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, 'cause haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away and my heart went with. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't want to. You'll never know if you don't know now. You went away and my heart went with you. I keep your name. Another one of those a cappella performances. Frank Sinatra had just recently left the big band of Tommy Dorsey, struck out on his own, and found the musicians on strike. So one of his first big hit records on his own had to be sung a cappella. Frank Sinatra's You'll Never Know, record number 5, leading us now to number 4. Nothing at all. Half a love never appeals to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. Nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. don't bring your lips so close to my teeth. Don't smile, I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep. And my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no.
By the time of our survey, the first week of August 1943, that record was almost 4 years old. It had been recorded September of 39 by the big band of Harry James and a then unheard-of vocalist by the name of Frank Sinatra. All or nothing at all. Columbia Records had dug it out when musicians had gone on strike, reissued it, and it became a great hit song. Record number 4 in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. Scientists usually are recognized for their own discoveries. However, one American scientist became famous in another way, by guiding others. Ira Remsen was born in New York City in 1846. While studying at New York City College, he developed an interest in chemistry. But his father forced him to quit school to become a physician's apprentice. One day, Remsen accidentally spilled nitric acid on a penny, and the result once again turned his thoughts to chemistry. Studying at the College of Physicians and Surgeons, he learned as much about chemistry as he did about the human body. When he graduated, Ira Remsen had an excellent opportunity to practice with a well-known doctor. But there is no longer any doubt that chemistry was to be his life work. Back to Ira Remsen later. That first week of August, swinging year, 1943. Heavyweight boxing champion of the world was Joe Louis. He was in the Army. The tennis champions were Pauline Betts and Navy Lieutenant Joe Hunt. In the world of music, Benny Goodman had made a record way back in 1940. And again, Columbia Records was reissuing the number. It was beginning to gain some popularity on the popularity charts. It wasn't into the top 10, but let's give it a listen now as a big band extra.
Thank you.
A Benny Goodman recording made in November of 1940 featuring Helen Forrest as the vocalist. A tune called Taking a Chance on Love. It would soon be in the top 10. We heard it now as a big band extra. And thus Chuck Cecil returning to the charts, counting down now. Here is record number 3.
Oh, would it be wrong to kiss, seeing I feel like this? Would it be wrong to try? Or would it be wrong to stay here in your arms this way? Under the starry sky, if it is.
Beautiful love song for World War II. Too bad it had to be recorded at a time when shellac was in high priority for the military services and musicians striking the recording companies. Dick Hames and the Song Sinners singing a cappella, It Can't Be Wrong, record number 3. The same group had record number 2.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. Just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? More times you went away, my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way, love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now.
You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer.
If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
And you have to believe that on the 27th day of May, 1943, when that record was made, Decca Records must have received their quota, another shipment of shellac. A very well-preserved performance of You Will Never Know by Dick Hames and the Song Spinners. Still singing quota, another shipment of shellac. A very well-preserved performance of You Will Never Know by Dick Hames and the Song Spinners. Still singing a cappella. Record number two, You Will Never Know. Record number two. Al Dexter and his troopers have made a record. Not too long before this survey, right at the end of the time when musicians were still making records, it wasn't on the popularity charts yet, but it was going to be there shortly. Let's listen to it now as an extra.
Drinking beer in cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cursed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Cabaret and dancing with a blonde. Until one night she shot out the light. Bang, that blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama. Lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe. I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. And was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Now there was old Al Dexter, he always had his fun. But with some lead she shot him dead, his hawking days are done. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
And and shortly it would be one of the most popular tunes in America. Al Dexter and his Troopers, they had the first recording of Pistol, Pack, and Mama, an extra before we conclude the Big Band Countdown. But now, back to the story of Ira Remsen. After completing his education in Germany, he became a professor of physics and chemistry at Williams College. Despite the lack of equipment and laboratory facilities, his classes were the most popular on the campus. Because of his highly inspired teaching, he was made director of chemistry at world-famous Johns Hopkins University. Here, his research work was outstanding, but his greatest accomplishment was in convincing others to enter the field of chemistry. To inform even more people of the capabilities of chemistry, he founded the American Chemical Journal, and in 1901, he became president of Johns Hopkins. Ira Remsen, a man who inspired others to believe that somehow there must be a way, let's find it. And now, America's favorite record that first week of August, 1943. Record number one. The record was over a year old, having been recorded in June of 42. Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, Frank Sinatra singing in the blue of evening. But it was now record number one. For the past hour, this has been Chuck Cecil with the Big Band Countdown. And we've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the first week of August, swinging year of 43. From a collection of vintage publications and original, quite often scratchy records. This has been my survey of yesterday's top 10. It has been the Big Band Countdown.
American Forces Network, Europe.
Home delivery of Stars and Stripes to most housing areas costs nothing extra.
In today's educated world, a high school diploma is a must. If you don't have one, the Cambrai French Education Center can arrange for you to earn one. High school classes begin on the 19th of February. Remember, while you're in the military, take advantage of the many educational benefits it has to offer. For more information, contact the Cambrai French Education Center. Keeping you on top of your world, we're AFN Frankfurt, AM and FM. The news is next.
It's 1 o'clock in Central Europe. News on the hour from the major U.S. networks and wire services is next on AFN Radio.
AFN News, good afternoon. I'm Paul Macko. Faced with continuing calls that he leave the scene, Iran's Prime Minister Shapour Bakhtiar refused again today to resign, but says he's still willing to meet with Muslim leader Ayatollah Khomeini. And Bakhtiar also said he would meet opposition efforts to oust him, in his words, Molotov cocktail for Molotov cocktail. Despite today's hardline talk, Bakhtiar has not reinstated martial law as had been expected. CBS correspondent Richard Wagner reports from Tehran.
Military governor of Tehran made an announcement that because the conduct of the people had been so orderly and calm and disciplined during the 3 days of permitted gatherings, assemblies, demonstrations, what have you, to celebrate Ayatollah Khomeini's return, he was extending indefinitely that period of permitting the formerly proscribed gatherings to take place. So what it means is that as long as the demonstrations are orderly, they will continue. Now, on the other hand, there has been a very strong warning that if anyone demonstrates with arms and Molotov cocktails, they will be shot.
CBS newsman Richard Wagner. The Washington Post reports that the financially troubled Iranian government and the Pentagon have agreed to cancel up to $10 billion in American weapon sales. Iran's economy has been hurt by the cutback in oil production due to anti-government strikes. Thailand's prime minister arrives in Washington later today. He'll meet with President Carter and other administration officials to discuss such topics as Vietnam's invasion of Cambodia and efforts to bring democracy to Thailand. Another foreign visitor to the United States, China's first vice premier, Deng Xiaoping, is catching up on his rest in Seattle. He'll tour the Boeing aircraft plant today as part of the final stop on his American tour. We have more from CBS newsman Richard C. Hotelet.
Seattle is already doing a lot of business with China through Boeing and hopes to do more and different work as the largest Pacific seaport. Before leaving Houston, something happened which raised eyebrows and hackles. Deng visited the Hughes Tool Company, which makes drill bits and other advanced oil field equipment. Hughes has also developed a quick welding process for pipe, the sort of thing China needs to extract its deep strata oil reserves. Reporters were to go with Deng's party, but were kept out at the last minute. The only explanation from the company was that the White House ordered them excluded for security reasons. In other words, something the government was willing to have shown the vice premier of China was too much of a secret to show the press. Possibly a glimpse at how Chinese-American relations are developing. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News, Seattle.
It was 5 years ago today that Patricia Hearst was dragged from her Berkeley, California apartment by the Symbionese Liberation Army. She and her future husband now are together at an undisclosed California location after her parole last week. Workers for the nation's second-largest sugar refinery vote in New Orleans today on a tentative contract. The pact with the Amstar Corporation provides a 7% pay raise. Steelworkers at the Newport News shipyard in Virginia pick up their final paychecks tomorrow, covering the time period just before the strike began last week. Police say they're prepared for any possible violence in efforts to bring in new union representation. Talks are scheduled to resume tomorrow in an effort to end the St. Louis teacher strike. Some 74,000 students have been affected by the wage dispute, which began on January 16th. Vernon Presley is reported alert and in good spirits, but doctors in Memphis say the 62-year-old father of Elvis Presley remains critically ill with a deteriorating heart. Doctors implanted a temporary pacemaker in his chest last week, but they say his heart remains on a general downhill course. A U.S. Navy spokesman says some 140 fishermen and their supporters have camped in two areas which the military uses for training exercises. The areas are on the island of Biaques, 9 miles off Puerto Rico. Fishermen who live on Biaques say the maneuvers ruin the coral reefs offshore and eat into the fish catches they need to make a living. Woody Cassell apparently will have time over the next 90 days to catch up on one of his favorite pastimes, reading. He started serving a 3-month jail term in Colorado Springs, Colorado, for refusing to pay hundreds of dollars in library fines for 45 books he did not return. The Central European forecast for the remainder of today and tonight calls for cloudy to partly cloudy skies with haze and patchy areas of fog. Expect increasing cloudiness this evening with isolated areas of fog. Tomorrow's outlook calls for continued cloudy skies with rain and snow showers mixed, and snow showers at higher elevations. That forecast provided by the Air Force 7th Weather Squadron at Heidelberg. And that's a look at news from the major American networks and wire services. Paul Macko reporting. The next news at 2 o'clock on AFN.